Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
We should be paying no more than 14 rand a litre for petrol and diesel. That's the view of Mineral and Petroleum Resources Minister Gwede Mantashe, who says his department is in discussion with National Treasury to decrease fuel prices. Central to the discussion, the role of the fuel levy and the road accident fund levy. Mantashe is arguing that these levies distort the price of fuel. Let's find a formula to separate the price of fuel and the levies, he says. The problem, of course, is that if government gives up just over 6 rand a litre in various fuel taxes, it's going to have to find them somewhere else. Meanwhile, the ANC says it no longer regards privatisation as a swear word. According to Deputy President Paul Mashatile, it's also accepted that bringing private sector money on board is not selling your soul. Interviewed by the Financial Times in London at the end of a week-long investor roadshow to Britain and Ireland, Mashatile said the new government had understood the need for more private investment in sectors such as energy, water and infrastructure. "We don't have the money to do it," said Mashatile, "so we need the private sector." He emphasised that the state could not afford the 350 billion rand it would cost to upgrade the transmission network. "We're not privatising Eskom, but we are bringing in the private sector to come with the resources to help us." In that vein, the Competition Commission has approved the transaction in which International Container Terminal Services, Inc. will expand, upgrade and operate the Durban Container Terminal Pier No. 2. ICTSI is a Philippines company which was last year awarded a 25-year contract to partner with Transnet through participation in the equity and funding of a newly established company to handle the upgrade and operations. However, losing bidder, Maersk's APM Terminals, has taken the deal to court over what it argues is unfair treatment in the way ICTSI's solvency was determined by Transnet. That case still before the court. On the markets, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed down around the 1% mark last evening, London's FTSE down 1.4%. In New York, the Dow up 0.3%, the S&P 500 up 1%, the Nasdaq up 1.5%. Tokyo this morning up 0.6%, but Hong Kong's down another 3% after plummeting 9.4% yesterday, its biggest fall since 2008. Sydney is flat. US dollar at 1.10 to the euro, the rand at 17.60 to the dollar, 19.30 to the euro, 23.03 to sterling. Gold at 2,615, platinum 954, Bitcoin 62,400, Brent crude oil $77.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.